You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyway, we are back here with the Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. While the news was going on, news broke out of Fox. Mr. Beamer, would you tell us what happened?
Yes, Ed Henry, who was a rising star at Fox, is out after a sexual misconduct investigation.
Oh, no. He is really good. Ed Henry is excellent. He's one of the best they have. Oh, don't tell me. Oh, well, let's hope that everything works out. The women in Fox, I'll tell you one thing. The women in Fox, whoever does the hiring ought to get a raise. Because the women in Fox are not only drop-dead beautiful, they are very, very smart. You could stack them up against almost anybody. And it goes to prove that you can be beautiful and be intelligent, too. I know it's something I've had to put down all my life because people look at me and they go, are you here on the radio just because of your good looks? And I say, no, I can be funny. I'll do a joke for you. I can be funny. I can be informative. I can interview anybody. It's not just my beauty that I'm here. And I have to, you know, my beauty is beginning to fade, however. But I'll do
I don't think so.
You don't think so, Buzzy? Thank
you. No, not at all.
Thank you. There'll be a little something in your paycheck.
Oh, thank you.
Week.
Thank you.
Here, have a pepperoni ball.
So, thank you very much. So, Fox has had some problems with the guy who founded it, for one thing, Fox News, and a lot of other people. Well, they seem to have. Well, it would be like putting me in charge of the candy store. Okay? Now. How do you put these men around all these gorgeous women, many of whom are lawyers and very, very smart and very attractive and very competent? How do you put a guy in that atmosphere? I don't know if he's married or not, but without them having an iron constitution, that's got to be tough, simply because they're there. Why do you have that muffin? Because it's there. It's in the window. That was my favorite flavor, too. Cranberry. Tony, what do you think of Ed Henry being fired?
That's wild, but not surprising. You look around the landscape and, you know, these guys that if you've done that kind of stuff, you're going to eventually get caught. So, I don't feel bad for any of them that do get caught.
No, I don't feel bad for them either. The only thing I feel bad for is they won't be on the screen that we like to watch, the channel that we like to watch.
That's true, but they can be replaced.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure there are others who are very competent, who are waiting for an opportunity. And if you wait long enough, somebody from Fox will be fired for that. So we'll see where it goes. I was wondering, we haven't seen him in a while on screen. I was wondering the other day where he was. I thought, one could be on vacation. And there had been not even a sniff on the air about him being gone. And they have so many people, it's hard to keep track of who's there and who's not. at any one time. All right, let's see. What do we got? Let's go to line one. Debbie in Colden. Debbie, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, I knew it was you, Debbie. How are you?
Well, I just came back from the perfect place for families who are concerned about everything that's going on, and it was so much fun. What it is, where it is, it's Hocking Hills, which is in Ohio. It's about an hour south of Columbus, and it's a big area of state parks. It's very rural, rivers, all that. But the coolest thing about it is that they have over 800 different kinds of cabins and in the woods that you can.
Oh, neat!
And but the best place to stay is a tree house, and they have tree houses you can stay, and they are the coolest thing. They're beautiful, you know, lovely beds, kitchen, a ladder up to the loft for the kids to stay in.
I've watched the Treehouse Master Show, and I've often thought how nice it would be. And he's built a couple of those types for resorts and whatever, and it looks like the greatest fun, just climbing up the ladder and hanging out, especially if it's a rainy day or something, being up there. I mean, it's really cool.
Well, it is just fabulous. And they also have other cool places. I mean, and think how much kids would love this, you know. And then the one place I stayed, they had a B&O railroad car where there was a family in that car.
We had a B&O weekend guy. We fired him, but go ahead.
What?
No, never mind. It was a joke. Yeah, all of those kinds of things are really, really nice. And they're in America, as you said, an hour and a half away, maybe not too far. And you can really enjoy yourself.
It's a perfect place for a weekend. And there's all kinds of adventure things that you can do there, such as zip lining, hiking.
Oh, cool.
Canoeing. And wait for this. The world's only pencil sharpener museum.
I knew, Debbie, you were on the cutting edge. You have the sharpest pencil in the group.
Right, the world's only pencil sharpener museum. It also has the only washboard factory in the United States, which is developed by a guy from London. And you can go in there and buy your own washboard, and you can also tour the factory. You can also go to a real blacksmith shop, and you can tour it and watch them make these amazing hand-forged pans that people really like to buy. So and you can go. Now, wait for this. This is kind of the ultimate. There's a couple who do butterfly tours on their land, but what they do at night, you go there, they take you in this little vehicle in the dark through the woods, and they have a sheet set up with a light on it. And the idea is to attract moths.
Really? A moth attraction? I never thought of that as a good weekend recreational thing.
No, I didn't either, but it was hilariously, I can't even say the word.
Hilariously. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of bang for your buck there. Repeat the place again. What's the name of the location?
It's called Hocking Hills, Hocking, Hocking Hills. And it's a region, you know, kind of like the Adirondacks, but it's kind of...
Okay.
And it's really, I would, and you can be very socially distant from people. Everything is open now, the parks, and they have a John Glenn Astronomical Center where you can go and see the stars, and it's super dark.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you, it sounds really good. Did you bring the dog with you?
No, he had. You know why?
Why?
He would have been too scared to go on that bridge over to the treehouse. He's kind of timid.
Oh, okay. He's a beautiful dog. Well, Deb, hey, thanks for the heads up. It sounds like a really good time. And thanks for the call. Wow. She's been on several cruises with us. She takes a lot of pictures. A lot of the pictures that you may have seen that were out there were from her. And thanks for calling, Deb. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Wow. I thought, you know, the on-the-air program people and the on-the-air news people, we work very closely. We are very close. And Baggerman just went into the main studio where Buzzy and Tony are wearing a mask. Tony. I thought you guys went to bare naked without masks.
Well, we don't wear underwear. That's maybe the only thing.
Baggerman was wearing a mask, right?
Yeah, and underwear, so he's all good.
If you've ever seen a picture of Baggerman, you know why he was wearing the mask before the virus. I guess you just get used to it. You know what I found yesterday? We went to the restaurant to set up some stuff for the wedding. When I put the mask on, because on the part of the nose that's here comes up there, it eliminates the lower part of my vision. Right from about halfway through the nose down, you can't really see much. It's probably the vision a horse has. A horse cannot see directly in front of him, okay? He can see in front of him, but it's a few yards in advance of where he actually is. So that's why you have to give credit to jumping, or, you know, hunters and jumpers. The ones that go over hurdles and things like that, because they have to measure each one of those things double twice to make sure they get over the fence. Pretty good. All right, is Baggerman still there wearing the mask?
No, he stepped out of the studio.
It was just a quick step in, and he's left us again.
Just a touch of news.
Just to show us what we were missing.
It was like the headline instead of the Grande edition. All right, let's go to line two.
We're not going
to line two?
We wished line two well.
Yeah, line two
That's too bad. They were there, but they weren't there that long that they hung up.
Yeah.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Give me some Facebook. We have a lot of them.
Yes, and Nancy, I'm sorry to pick on you. A top fan here, and this is what Nancy says about middle seats. Even before the virus, I had to book first class because I couldn't stand being sandwiched in.
Well, la-di-da. She has to book first class. Well, we know that. You're a listener of the show. We wouldn't have anybody on the show that wasn't a first class person. But first class is ultra expensive, really.
They have vicious wall in first class.
Well, I did notice on the first row and on the end of each row until you get to the steerage seats up in the back, it says no Intercom employees needed. So they kind of know that. We would rub our nose up against the glass to look through and see what kind of desserts the rich people are eating. You know, they close that curtain. That curtain is so dumb. What do they think is going to happen? They think we're going to raise arms or something because we see they're going to have a vichyssoise on the weekend? I mean, come on. What's going on up there? They think we're anxious. We must know what they're doing because it's got to be different than what we're doing. Look, cloth napkins. This is nice. Oh, look, a piece of shrimp is coming out of her mouth. Look at that. The woman serving her just went and cleaned the side of her mouth with a tissue. That's very nice. Up. See what happens when one of them sneezes. That'll be the real test.
And the Lysol comes out.
Yeah. Comes flying in the back. You know how they, when you're in steerage, they simply do Lysol, like Tony said. When you're up in first class, they let loose a whole bunch of butterflies. So the butterflies flutter. Their butterfly wings flutter in first class. So that dissipates any of the problems. No need to wear a mask when you can have butterflies. But they do run out of them sometimes, so make sure you book an early flight. So you don't miss it. Do you have another, please?
I do. Still talking about the middle seats. Nadine says, no, but it's because I've never flown, And if I would, I don't think I'd want my first flight to be a middle seat.
Wow, you've never flown. That surprises me because we've been flying for a long time. But some people are frightened, and you can understand that. Think of the concept. We'll put you in this little steel tube and send you up where it's 35, 40 degrees below zero. But you'll be warm and toasty. Don't worry about that. And we're going, what, 500 miles an hour? There's no telephone poles or trees up there, so we should be all right. No, I can understand. I've never had a fear of flying, ever. I'm a live and let live guy. I believe whatever's going to happen happens, and it doesn't necessarily have to happen in a plane. You have another, please.
Yeah, still talking about those middle seats. Scott says, you know what? Even with a mask right now, I don't feel comfortable with people right on top of each other. If it was something I had to do, like a family member I had to see, of course I'd get in the middle seat. Nothing would stop me. But just for a vacation, with everything that's going on, I wouldn't feel too comfortable to just take a leisurely flight.
Signed, Hugh Hefner. Hugh doesn't like people traveling on top of each other either.
Except I don't think that's true.
He's made a lot of money on that. One would think on the Playboy plane that Hugh spent his life in his pajamas. Now, that's a job. You're a multimillionaire, and you can go to work in your pajamas. And you found a playmate in your pajamas. What she was doing there, I'll never know. Sounds like Groucho Marx.
Doesn't matter.
That's whatever a tough she wants. Job. I wonder if you wake up with the pajamas that you slept in that night, do you immediately after breakfast or before breakfast take a shower and put on different pajamas? Wouldn't pajamas on tend to stay on. Pajamas off tend to stay off. So you wouldn't be motivated to change your pajamas because usually when we change, we're changing into pajamas, not out of them. So that's my feeling on that. Another, please, Buzz.
Yes, still talking about those middle seats. We will go with Sally. Sally said, you know what? If it was something already planned, if I was going with family, of course I would get in the middle seat, even if that means flying with a mask on for 3 or 4 hours. But right now, with this virus spreading all over the South and West, I can't imagine me wanting to get on a plane, let alone getting on a plane with two people on either side of me. I think I'll just stay home and watch the Travel Channel.
Yeah, though, when I think of the middle seat, I think of the people on each side being interrupted in their trip by being, having to move around. But if you're in the middle, you got two people bothering you, one on the left, one on the right. In fact, that might make a good fourth question. If you had to have somebody in the middle seat, who would you like it to be? Now, be creative. Now, I'm voting for Ainsley Earhart.
Yes, yes.
She is the morning host. There's two guys and her. And notice how I frame that. Two guys and her. She's very attractive and seems like a lovely, lovely woman. She's, what, 45, Bernie? She's 45? She's in her 40s, but you'd never guess it. She looks like she's in her 30s. And, so I'm voting for Ains. If I couldn't have my fiancé, of course. Notice all the disclaimers I have to do now.
Wow.
I mean, wow. I don't want to hear about this at 2:30 this afternoon.
Because you will.
Yeah, say, Bernie, you don't seem to be as happy. Well, that thing about Ainsley there, wouldn't you want to have me?
Are there objects flying across the room?
Of course I would, honey.
Duck!
And everybody on the plane would think the same thing. But if you were sick and you couldn't come, or if you were having a tooth filled or something, and I had to leave before your dentistry was done, then I think I would pick Ainsley. But that's the only reason. And because the law says that seat has to be filled, and Ainsley didn't have a ticket, then that's the only reason I would want her. All right.
Good comeback.
Man, I should be in the sales department. Okay. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and got a lot to talk about today. Here's what we are talking about. Would you get on an airplane that books center seats? Number two, what about your travel plans? How about that? And number three is, give us some suggestions. I've been telling you some places that I've been that I can recommend in the USA, and certainly Europe has plenty too, but I think you should... especially during this time when some of the foreign countries have locked down. And so this isn't the best time for that, but this is all going to lift eventually. And I'd like to know where you've been, where you want to go. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Line one would be John in North Tonawanda. John, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, guys. I hope.
Hello there, John. What do you got today?
I got a story that you're going to probably not believe. I rode 6,500 miles in one summer.
Wow. It's 3,000 miles across the country. So that's across the country and back and 5 miles left over. That's incredible.
Yeah, about 6 weeks. But I went and go visit everywhere. But you know what? I was riding over 100 miles an hour because my motorcycle was outrageous.
You did that on a motorcycle?
On a motorcycle without a windscreen. I do not recommend it.
Wow.
Not a good
It sounds like Brock Yates going across country in the Cannonball Run with Dan Gurney.
Pretty much. And you know what? I probably passed him because I was going. And every hour, I had to stop for gas because I only got 112 miles per tank.
Yeah, well, most of the tanks, depending on your bike, are about 5 gallons. I never. You must have an iron butt there, John.
You know what, though? I had a custom seat made by a guy named John, and I can't promote him on the radio, but it was the secret. I rode 13 hours a day.
What was your bike? Was it a commercial bike?
Yamaha V-Max, designed to be the quickest production motorcycle in the history of mankind. 10
oh, man.
Or in the quarter mile. Yeah.
Faster than a Hayabusa? Wow.
No, no. The Hayabusa took it over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Hayabusa took the... In other words, everybody used to compare their bikes to the V-Max, but then the Hayabusa came, and now it's like, oh, it's like, is it fast?
That's a lot of miles. They should hire you to do a commercial.
You know what the problem is with riding the motorcycle, though, is?
Is?
You have to look at the road. You cannot look at anything else.
That's true. In a car, you have a little leeway. You can, oh, look at that, or look at that. A bike, you better be looking at the road, or you'll be on the side of the road upside down.
If you hit a turtle, a rabbit, a coyote, it's over. Goodbye.
Well, I have to give you credit. I got to give you a pat on the back. I don't know anybody that could do that. That's great. Thank you, John. Oh, okay, you still there? Go ahead.
I rode to Buffalo in 3 days. And then my union called me and they said, John, we need you to work. I was like, I can't get back for the minimum is 3 days. They're like, we'll hold the job for you. And I raced across Texas. Oh, my gosh, you should have seen my tire when I got done. It was just radical. Yeah, it was fun.
How are the? I know how the roads are for cars and trucks, but how are the roads for a motorcycle driving that many miles?
I'll tell you the thing, and this is cool. If you are on the interstate highway, they are designed for very comfortable 100-mile-an-hour trips. Once you get over 100, you're starting to push the handlebars a little bit too hard, and it's just, it wears you out.
I can't imagine 100 on a motorcycle. The most I've done is like 65 or 70 on a cruiser, you know, a big full dresser Harley. But that I gotta give you the tip of the cap for your driving skills.
Nevada, Utah, Colorado, you're burning 125 easy.
Oh, stop! You're teasing me. You're teasing me. I have vehicles that can do that, and but no place to do it.
Hey, I got a 69 Charger RT. I can't wait.
Well, you sound like our kind of guy, John. Thank you, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Wow, Tony, 6,500 miles.
My butt was hurting just listening to that.
Yep, as wow. I told him, that's across the country and then back. That's 6,000 miles, and you still got 5 miles left. That's incredible. On a motorcycle, wow. It would be a tough. That's a tough enough drive in a vehicle where you can stretch out, you can move your legs around a little bit, you can look around a little bit. But on a motorcycle, a lot of that is reduced. And plus, with two wheels instead of four, if you hit a patch of road that's got stones on it, things like that, or something that is uneven pavement, it can kind of slide around your bike a little bit. You got to know how to drive.
Sure.
You got to know how to ride. All right, we'll take a break. We're about a minute early, but we'll take a break. News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, you and I were talking during the break. We seem to be, and I don't think we're overstating this, in a period of insanity for our country. Things that you can't even process if you're a logical person. They're being spoken about as if it's going to happen and could happen, and just shut up. We are going to do it. We're in that that phase of our country, and yet, Tony, like with no police, defunding the police, to me, that's absurd. Sending social workers on a police call. They're going to send them on a nonviolent call. Okay, well, what a waste of time that is. But you say you're running across people who think that we have no need for police.
Yeah, I was watching some video this morning of one of those man on the street type of things, walking up to random strangers and asking them, what do you think of defunding the police? And why do we need police? They just make too much money in overtime. And a lot of things always go back to money. We don't need them. We could police ourselves. Are you crazy?
They're going to police themselves. How the hell are they going to do that? And the first time that glass breaks at 2 o'clock in the morning, and somebody's banging your door down, and what do you do? Especially if you don't have a gun. Say you have no permit, or you don't even have a shotgun or a rifle. You have nothing. What are you going to do? Curl up in the corner like a baby?
Beg and pray.
Yeah, you're gonna wish that they won't hurt you. Here, just take away everything I've worked for my whole life. I don't see that happening. And then you see dumb things. The DA is apparently contemplating, hasn't done it yet, and I don't think they will. Contemplate, you know, the couple defending their house
in St. Louis.
You're contemplating charges against them. That is outrageous. They're saying that this was a peaceful protest. It was. Are you kidding me? They bent the iron gate down to break through. It was a private property. They were defending their own property. And I have a feeling, although I don't know and I'm not a lawyer, these are non-lawyer opinions, I have a feeling that the only thing that they could possibly do, and I don't think this would even be doable, is that they were pointing the guns at the people breaking in. I'm thinking, and it's just a thought, if they were standing on their front porch, she had a handgun, but she was pointing it, okay? If she had the gun in her hand, but by her side, not pointing it, and say, it looked like he had an AR, and if he has an AR, and it's over his shoulder, like this, and pointing across, but not at anybody, I don't know how they could possibly charge you with anything, because it's private property. You have a right to carry that rifle on your own property. You have a right to carry, if you got a permit, you have a right to carry the pistol. So if you have a permit for the pistol and no permit is needed for the rifle and it's not pointed at anybody and they broke onto your private property, how in the hell could they be charged for anything? If any lawyers are listening, it'd be nice to send me an email. I'd like to know what your opinion is. Send us to sandy@wben.com. That way, it comes directly to me. It doesn't get in with a lot of my text board.
I'm going to be talking to a lawyer in a little bit, Sandy, and maybe that's one of the things that when we get him set up, we'll ask him.
Ask him my question specifically. If the person was holding the pistol down by the side of his leg, down, and the other one was pointing away, nobody's pointing at any people, you're on private property, they broke through a gate and they're coming for you, and they said they're going to kill you, and they said they're going to burn your house down and kill your pets. And this was not a joke. And if they were doing that, is there anything they could be charged with? Let me tell you something. I hope it never happens to you, but if it does, you got to make a decision. You've got to either defend your property or give it up. And I don't know how many people, after spending maybe 30 years on a mortgage, and who knows how much they did to fix the house up and keep it up nice, and suddenly a bunch of punks come banging through your front gate. I don't know. There might be some things worth going to jail for. I'm not suggesting any of you do anything like that. We all have to make up our own decisions in our own minds, but there's a pecking order we all have. Things that we're willing to do, things that we'll do, but we don't really like them, and then things we're unwilling to do. Unwilling to hand over my life's work to a bunch of punks. I'm unwilling to do that. I can tell you that right now. Everybody makes up their own mind. Everybody to their own way, and who knows how it ends up. But I'm thinking, if those guns aren't pointing at anybody, and you're on your own property, and they've threatened you, and they're threatening to burn your house and kill your kill you and your dog and cats or whatever you have for pets, I'm thinking, just take that pretty seriously. That is not a peaceful protest by any standard. And then I think you got to do what you got to do. I think you could be clear of conscience trying to defend your wife and her trying to defend her husband, and you're trying to defend your property, something you worked your whole life for. They spent 30 years fixing that house up. It's a beautiful house. And you know what? In the mindset we are now, that house is so beautiful, I guarantee there's a lot of people out there who are jealous of that and who think, well, it's a bunch of them. That's what they're getting what they deserve. All kinds of judgments like that.
Why should they have that house and you don't?
That's Barack Obama. That is exactly Barack Obama. Why do they have that house and you don't? How come? Life is not fair. You haven't been given the same opportunities. You've been you have to face bias. And you don't know. Nobody knows what kind of sacrifice. And who knows? Maybe just by his or her skills of doing what they do for a living, they got to a place where they could fix up a house that looks like that because it's beautiful. No question about it. But if the DA has the balls to throw any charges against that couple, I think there should be an outright rebellion among the neighbors who live in that complex, certainly, among the people who live in that state, and the people who live in this country. I think there are times we have to stand up to each other. We assumed when we stood up it would be against people from another country. We did not think we would have to stand up against people in our country. But we may have to do that. And if you have to do it, there are righteous causes that are worth fighting for. And this is one of them. We can't let them do it all. By the way, we got a late announcement that CHOP is gone. That at 5 o'clock this morning, they did the walk-on. And they arrested, 23, Bernie? What was the number? How many people? Somewhere around there, 22, 23 people who didn't want to live there, who didn't want to leave there. So we'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, we have a lot to talk about. And tomorrow, we may have decided on tomorrow's subject today. Normally, we don't do that. But tomorrow, we're asking about, unless something dramatically larger than this happens, I don't see that, but it could, okay? Tony and I were talking because of a Tucker Carlson editorial. He says, and we believe, he says this election will be do or die for this country. And keep in mind, Newt Gingrich says this is the most important election since the Abraham Lincoln, which was what, in the 1860s? 1860s, the most important election. If the Democrats win the White House and get control of the Senate, it is over for the USA because of the things that they've said they're going to do. They're going to repeal all of the tax cuts that the president put in there.
Including programs that are geared towards helping minorities and minority neighborhoods.
They're going to get legalized voting for illegals, which means that there's no Democratic Party after that.
No, you mean no more Republican Party after that.
Yeah, Republicans
will never win a race again.
The Republicans will be done as a party.
Say goodbye to the Second Amendment. Yeah. Say goodbye to free speech.
Yep. Yeah. And look at the fights we'll be fighting. The Second Amendment, trying to repeal that and collect the guns, it'll look like war. I'm telling you, it'll happen. So, I'd like to end on a cheery note like that.
Oh, don't forget the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, the Supreme Court. Well, they're heading that way now. All right, that about wraps it up. I've changed my mind. In the center seat, I would like my fiance, Bernadette. Tony, do you have room on your seat for Ainsley Earhart?
First of all, men are pigs. I would go with Kate Upton.
Get with Kate Upton. Buzzy, who do you want on the center seat, quick?
Oh, I'm not good on the spot like this.
Oh, you, what a weasel!
I'm up!
What a weasel! Oh, my God. I can hardly wait to dump on you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.